It's 8:30.
What's your benefit?
We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. First thing is approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to equalization. Oh, I X'd it and I didn't do the minutes. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Looking to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, you're up.
Basically, I'm just going to send evaluation notices out Friday. It'll probably be busy for me, maybe not. Talked to Jenny a little bit about the protest. I think it's, what we might do is just send Dan out on some of those.
That is good.
A lot of the older properties, I know, with looking at some statistics that we got back from the state, a lot of the older, you know, homes with rentals and so forth.
That is.
We're going to have to be reviewing those in the next year. So, depending on what I get, the farm ground, the total amount that it increased is about 3%. That doesn't mean everybody increased 3%. Some of them might want to have a little bit more. That's an average. And realize that some of those sales, and I think I brought that up before, some of the high-dollar sales that have occurred in the last 6 months to a year are not in this steady period. So some of those farm sales would have taken place. So that's kind of all I really have. I know at one time we talked about whether we had to have equalization meetings every week, and I don't know whether every 2 weeks or not, we still have to do that or not. Like today, I really don't have much for you unless you guys have questions.
Patty, are you expecting many protests at all, or don't?
I don't know. Yeah. I think the agricultural have been real, you know, they kind of understand the process and what you do, you know, the way the state's set up. It's just hard to say. You know, the residential, small town residential is kind of having some struggles, some of the older properties. So I haven't really heard much from anybody. You know, we haven't raised anything like in the residential hardly at all. So, but like I said, I think some of the older properties, I mean, you know, those may be the ones. And what I'll do is, especially some of those rentals, I'll collect what they're getting for rent. You know, if we can just get inside and look at the condition a little bit. And, you know, Dan, I think, will be doing that, and myself, and we'll just go from there. So.
We certainly want to encourage people, if they have questions, if they don't feel comfortable, to contact the assessor's office, because we certainly want to be open and hear them and do some comparisons. And her office and her staff is very good at doing those. And if we get to the point where we need to come to a protest hearing, then we'll hear them and look at the evidence and make decisions. We should encourage them if they have questions. And
well,
Patty always has.
What we have to do is be able to get in and see what's really, you know, and that would be the best for us to do, and then bring it to the committee and show what we've done and make some notes, and that way you have something to go from too, other than sometimes you can look at a picture but you don't really know what inside tells you. So we'll do as much as we can in office, and then I'll run it to the committee, and then it all has to come to the whole board at the end. So
Patty, I have a question. If we dry out this year, do we still owe the taxes?
I know I am. I sell fireworks.
Oh, jeez. We all combine at a different rate.
That's been a family tradition for us for 10 years, so my kids do some work, and believe it or not, it's kind of a fun little tradition. So if they ban those, I guess I have to send them all back. But no, it's not. I hope for the farmer it does rain. It looks like the wheat's about ready to.
Yeah.
You're going to be combining that before July, probably.
A lot sooner than you should be, I think.
Yeah. 70% chance tonight.
I hear that. That's good.
We'll talk.
because that makes my life a lot easier, too.
Without hail and storm.
I don't think it predicts that, so hopefully so.
Rain tonight, you guys. No more drought.
What else, Patty?
That's about it. We're still taking hospital exemptions up till June 30th. So that's important for the people to know. Just be interested to see what next week brings after we come out of the stuff.
I don't think I have anything else. And like I said, if you, you know, if you decide on equalization, you know, because like most of the time just I have corrections or if there's something major that we can talk about, I don't know if you have to have an equalization. It's up to you. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me. Oh, and I think most of you know Lorene's mother did pass away. As you know, it was yesterday, so.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay. Anything else? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned, 8:37, Board of Supervisors.